This is Project Access to Support Services and Protection for Disabled Women Who Have Experienced Violence. Results and Recommendations. Brochure for Service Providers and Policymakers. Editors: Sonali Shah, Susie Balderston, Sarah Woodin. Designed by Vision Sense. The materials for this brochure are based on research carried out within the project Access to Specialised Victim Support Services for Women with Disabilities Who Have Experienced Violence, with the financial support from the Daphne 3 programme of the European Union, JUST/2011/DAP/AG/3293. The contents of this document are the sole responsibility of the University of Glasgow and the University of Leeds and can in no way be taken to reflect the views of the European Commission. This project is co-financed by the European Commission. The research documented in this brochure was carried out by UK research team Sarah Woodin, Sonali Shah and Lito Tizzo. The research was guided by UK advisory board members Riddle Wadwa from the Rape Crisis Scotland, Marilyn Howard, England Women's Aid, Ruth Bolshall, Stay Safe East, and Susie Balderston, Vision Sense. Hello. This brochure provides important information and guidance for service providers and policymakers so they can ensure that disabled and deaf women who are affected by violence can access appropriate support and protection when they need it. The brochure includes recommendations for women's support services, disabled people's organisations and policymakers based on a comparative project funded by the European Commission Daphne 3 programme. Further information about the project appears later on this recording. The project involved disabled and deaf women who had experienced violence. They were asked to reflect on their experience of support and protection, both formal and informal, against the violence they had encountered in their lives, and also about how systems of support could be improved. The recommendations presented in this brochure have been developed in collaboration with the disabled and non-disabled women who contributed to the study, including the participants and the advisory group members. About the project. Disabled and deaf women and girls and those with long-term health conditions are more susceptible to different forms of violence across their lives compared with non-disabled women. The violence happens within a range of contexts, e.g. home, school, hospital, and is done by various perpetrators, including professionals and family members, as well as partners. However, disabled women and girls face several obstacles when trying to access information and support to escape abusive relationships, both from women's support services, which are often not accessible, and disabled people's organisations, which do not often prioritise tackling gender-based violence. The voices and experiences of disabled women and girls are often hidden or not taken seriously. This brochure is based on research co-funded by the European Commission and carried out in collaboration with universities, service providers and disabled women in four European countries: Austria, Germany, Iceland and the United Kingdom. The project was concerned with the situation of disabled and deaf women who have experienced violence and specifically their access to specialised support systems in their respective countries. One of the major aims of the projects was to generate new knowledge with a view to informing future policy and service provision relating to violence against disabled and deaf women and girls. More information about the project, including the national and comparative reports and translated products into BSL, audio and easy read, is available via the project website. /women-disabilities-violence.humanrights.at/publications. Recommendations. Where did the recommendations come from? The recommendations presented in this brochure were developed from the findings of the four phases of the research conducted by each of the partner countries, online surveys of specialist women's support services and disabled people's organisations, 602 responses, interviews with experts from 15 of the surveyed support services, 54 expert interviews, focus group discussions with disabled and deaf women, 106 women, followed by in-depth interviews with deaf and disabled women, 81 women. In the United Kingdom, the online survey was distributed to women's support services by the four National Women's Aid Services and to disabled people's organisations via National Umbrella Services in England, Northern Ireland, Scotland and Wales. 73 of the total 187 participants responded to the online survey, giving a response rate of 39%. Next, individual interviews were conducted with representatives from 15 of the 73 services. These included disabled and non-disabled women. This was followed by group discussions and in-depth individual interviews with a total of 45 women. The women were aged 18 to 65, had different impairments, and were from different ethnic backgrounds. Group discussions were held in various parts of the UK and facilitated by the UK investigators who were disabled and non-disabled women. Topics of discussion and interviews focused on the women's experiences of violence and support during their lives. The recommendations are presented later on in this brochure. They are divided into three sections: for women's support services, for disabled people's organisations, and for policymakers. All relevant documents and the guidelines for identifying good practices are available at the project website http://women-disabilities-violence.humanrights.at/. Summary of project results. In all four countries, there are national legal instruments in relation to violence against women and disabled people. All countries have signed up to the main international treaties related to violence against women and on the rights of disabled people. These include the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women, CEDAW, and the UN Convention on the Rights of People with Disabilities, UNCRPD. However, there were significant gaps identified in relation to protecting disabled women against violence. In addition, disabled women encounter several barriers to accessing the justice system and the support services which are open to non-disabled women. These include lack of physical access to services, the inaccessibility of publicity materials, and lack of accessible alternative accommodation such as refuges. Social stereotypes such as that disabled women are asexual, tragic, or burdens to society, and professionals' poor understanding of disability and impairment-specific abuse often result in disbelief that the women have experienced violence. These barriers can leave disabled women without protection from more general sources of support. Like non-disabled women, the disabled women involved in this project reported experiencing different forms of violence over their lives, including psychological, emotional, physical, sexual violence, and institutional abuse. However, disabled women are at a greater risk of experiencing additional types of abuse at the hands of people who are supposed to care for them, such as personal assistants, parents, healthcare workers, and staff of residential settings. Being reliant on the perpetrators can prevent the women from accessing support, either because they have to rely on the perpetrator to access support, or because they are afraid that disclosure may result in them losing the support necessary for them to manage their daily lives. Some women in all countries had difficulties in understanding sexual boundaries and recognising sexual abuse. In some cases, women only recognised the abuse later in their lives, and their lack of knowledge can only have exacerbated their powerlessness in the eyes of perpetrators. In all countries, most women reported that peer support groups, empowerment groups, and peer counselling were helpful. They also valued opportunities to provide support to other women in similar situations to their own. However, in terms of support services, only a minority of women reported these to be adequate in their area. Many women in all countries lacked knowledge and information about the service provision that was available for those affected by violence and abuse. Those who did have this knowledge had links with support services through their own work, studies, or association with disabled people's organisations, DPOs. Lack of funds was a consistent problem in all countries. Specialised service providers experienced more demand than they could meet. Therefore, they faced difficult decisions about who they could help. In some instances, service providers turned disabled women away because they considered they would be more difficult and would require more resources to help. Recommendations for women's support services. Be prepared and willing to support disabled and deaf women. Support services should include disabled and deaf women in their clientele and be willing to undertake necessary changes in order to provide successful and barrier-free support to them. Provide regular disability equality training to staff, including support staff and frontline workers. Women's support services need to ensure their staff have the right skills and attitudes to serve disabled and deaf women who have been affected by violence. This may require regular disability equality training to be put in place for support staff and frontline workers. The training should address the specific situation of violence against disabled women, including the different manifestations of violence perpetrated against them. It should also promote a social model understanding of disability. Provide accessible support. Services should be accessible to women with different impairments. This means ensuring they are physically accessible to allow women who use wheelchairs to be able to access the building and all rooms in the building. It also means having facilities like a text phone, hearing loop, staff who are proficient in sign language and audio materials to ensure women with visual or hearing impairments can use the service effectively. Information needs to be available in different accessible formats. It is important for support staff and therapists to be trained to be able to meet the needs of women with different impairments. Include disabled and deaf women on paid and voluntary staff. Support services should include disabled and deaf women as part of their workforce, ensuring they have the same opportunities as non-disabled staff in terms of career progression and decision-making. This should ensure that support given to disabled women is better grounded in their experiences. Provision of peer support within support services. Evidence suggests that disabled and deaf women affected by violence benefit from peer support. Therapeutic support services and organisations should facilitate the development and maintenance of safe peer support forums for disabled women and deaf women. This may require additional funds to facilitate women's travel requirements, personal assistance, and dietary needs in order to participate in the meetings. Ensure information is provided in accessible formats. Services should ensure all information about support offered is available in accessible formats: electronic, BSL clips or audio files, and easy read. Actively raise public awareness about violence against disabled women. Services should ensure that public events and literature on violence against women reflect the experiences and voices of disabled and deaf women. Train other professionals about issues around violence against disabled women. Services should train professional groups, such as those who work in the disability and health and social care sectors, about the different manifestations of violence against disabled women and how they should respond to such cases. collaborate with other organisations. Women's services should collaborate with disabled people's organisations and organisations for disabled people to establish a network engaged in preventing violence against disabled and deaf women. Recommendations for disability services and disabled people's organisations include combating gender-based violence in the mission of the organisation. Organisations should address the issue of gender-based violence within their work so they can offer support to disabled and deaf women affected by violence. Collaborate with women's support services. DPOs and organisations for disabled people should actively engage with women's support services and other organisations that offer support to women affected by violence. DPOs should provide support services with disability equality training and help with accessibility issues. Improve accessible information. DPOs and disability service providers can use their expertise to translate information about support for disabled women affected by violence into accessible formats. Also, they could collaborate with women's support services and participate in outreach programs to disseminate support materials to disabled and deaf women affected by violence. Develop clear protocols to prevent violence against disabled people. Disability service providers should acknowledge and address the fact that violence happens within the service system. Preventing violence should systematically be implemented in the practices and activities of the services. Service providers should develop protocols or obligatory guidelines to ensure that all instances of violence or suspicious cases are identified and investigated. Such guidelines would encourage staff to intervene and improve users' safety. It is paramount that management support the implementation of such guidelines actively. When establishing concrete intervention strategies, users of the services should be involved. Recommendations for national policymakers. Formally commit to improving access to services for disabled and deaf women who experienced violence. According to Article 16 of the CRPD, all states should take all appropriate measures to promote the recovery of persons with disabilities who have become victims of violence. It is important that policymakers make a commitment by prioritising the issue and funding implementations necessary to facilitate access to support. States should make law reforms or put in place legislation and policies to ensure psycho-emotional support for disabled and deaf women who have experienced violence. Provide ring-fenced funds for support services to support and protect disabled and deaf women affected by violence. Funds to women's support services should be increased and special attention and resources focused on projects that address support for disabled and deaf women affected by violence. Additional ring-fenced funds should be given to women's support services to put more resources in place to support and protect disabled and deaf women. Provide funds to establish and maintain user-led support groups. Many disabled and deaf women value self-help groups and peer support. It is important to fund and promote the establishment of such support options. Make support and resources available for disabled and deaf women in rural areas. States should emphasise access to support and protection for disabled and deaf women living in rural areas. Improve access to information. Information about violence and support should be accessible to all women. Information about how to recognise different forms of violence and what support is available should be available in different accessible formats, i.e. BSL, audio format, Braille and Easy Read, which can be found in public spaces and through different media, i.e. internet, radio, television, and in print media. All accessible information should be developed in collaboration with disabled women. Promote sex and reproductive education for disabled and deaf women and girls. Governments should ensure information about sexual and reproductive rights of disabled and deaf women and girls is part of core curricula in schools and other educational institutions. Such education should also promote self-empowerment and help for women to distinguish inappropriate and abusive behaviour. Promote training and knowledge exchange for professional groups. Professionals who work in the support or disability sector should receive training about violence against disabled women and about how to support victims/survivors with various impairments. Such training should be incorporated into professional or undergraduate level courses within the health and social care sectors and criminal justice system. It should aim to address prejudices and provide a deeper understanding about the living conditions and experiences of disabled and deaf women. Where possible, training activities should be designed and facilitated by or in collaboration with disabled and deaf women. Raise awareness about violence against disabled and deaf women and girls in public domain. Ensure the issue of violence against disabled and deaf women is debated in public and included in mainstream discourse on violence against women. In accordance with Article 8 of the CRPD, states should undertake measures to raise awareness about societal perceptions of disabled people and violence against them. This should aim to reduce prejudice towards disabled women who speak up about the violence they experience and increase their chances of being believed. Improve access to justice for disabled and deaf women. Access to legal assistance for disabled and deaf women who have experienced violence should be improved. Policymakers should review or amend legislation to facilitate the participation of disabled and deaf women in legal proceedings. They should furthermore strengthen laws that make the exclusion of carers or perpetrators from the home possible, rather than requiring the woman to leave. Such an approach should also apply to disabled and deaf women living in institutions. This can be important in cases where women do not have alternatives, such as when refuges are physically inaccessible for women. They should also ensure that the criminal justice sector is supportive of disabled and deaf women by providing disability equality training to lawyers, judges, and law enforcement officials about the rights of disabled women and the types of violence they can experience, including that specific to being disabled. Where you can get help. For victims or survivors of violence and abuse, contact Freephone 24-hour National Domestic Violence Helpline on 0808 2000 247. The helpline offers type talk and will not show up on your BT bill. You can email them and they will answer within 3 working days to helpline@womensaid.org.uk. Women's Aid Federation Northern Ireland 24-hour National Domestic Violence Helpline on 0808 802 1414. Deaf Hope, the Deaf Women's Refuge, text 07970 350 366. Voice/Minicom 020 8772 3241. Fax 020 8772 3242. Email deafhope@signhealth.org.uk. Shakti Women's Aid, Edinburgh. Email info@shaktiedinburgh.co.uk. Phone 0131 475 2399. Shakti Women's Aid is an organisation based in Edinburgh, working since 1986 to offer support, advocacy and information to all black and or minority ethnic women, children and young people experiencing and or fleeing domestic abuse. And that completes the information on this recording, which was produced for Vision Sense by Blissability Transcription, 34 to 36 New Green Street, South Shields, NE 33 5DL. Telephone 0191 427 1666.